This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm glad you brought up the
duality of suits.
I'm glad you brought up the Warriors, because you know what? For as much has been made about Steve Kerr and is he a good coach and can he lead the young players and minute allocation and Kuminga and the crisis that is, all of that, he will get on the players. Now, is it the right players that he gets on? Does he need to go after other players? This is Steve Kerr last season,
okay,
getting on one of his players. And I want you to listen to what he says. And I want you to talk to me, Joe, about why Bob Melvin hasn't done this yet in a San Francisco Giants press conference. This is Steve Kerr last season, December 3rd, 2024, talking about Brandon Podziemski.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So Pod's a hell of a player, but he needs to, and I've told him this, he needs to be a smart player. He's one of our guys who's capable of making really good decisions. He had a lob when we were up 12 in the late second quarter that was frankly insane. It's a 5-on-4. You just keep hitting singles, throw the ball to the open guy. He had the same play last week against Brooklyn where he tried to throw a lob over his shoulder. He cannot be that guy, you know, and he can't foul jump shooters. So I love Brandon. He's a hell of a player. He's got a hell of a future ahead of him. But I hope he watches this clip right now of me talking, because he needs to hear it. He's got to be a smart, tough, great decision maker, and he's very capable of it, but that's his next step.
So the best people I've ever worked for in my life are the people that tell you to your face the thing you don't want to hear. Mm. And I might not be ready to hear it at that given time, and I might get all, you know, defensive or maybe just not be prepared for the conversation, but I knew where I stood with them. That's why, like, in the real world, as I like to call it,
right,
when you work for your dad and employment, your dad's going to tell you all the things you're doing wrong, straight mm-hmm. to your face. When I worked for these old school Italian guys that owned meat shops, they would tell you to your face how, like, what were you doing a good job or not? And if you weren't, they were going to let you know why, you know? I think that's the route. I know society's gone completely soft serve on everyone and everything. I think we're creating a society of people that aren't ready for adverse situations. And it's actually detrimental to the development of young people, men, women, et cetera, that, oh, they're the greatest. You have no flaws. You're amazing. And then they get into the real world and they don't get the promotion. They don't get the date that they want or the job that they want or the money that they want. And they don't know how to persevere through it. I see this a lot in youth sports. You are amazing, little Timmy. You have no flaws. How did Timmy get cut from the freshman team? It's like, yeah, because you had a bunch of coaches taking your money and not telling you the truth. And I think that accountability is one of the most difficult things to find, most difficult things to hear, but the most necessary thing to have for your growth and to persevere through and to develop beyond. You have to have accountability.
Absolutely. And I will say, and you're a coach, right? So you know this, that certain players will react differently to certain things. So like, you can't go out there and be too critical of one player because they will get down on themselves and they'll be so just damaged. I'm not saying you're saying, you know, that you know, you're saying that for all players that you need to go
it
out there.
It goes in both directions.
Correct.
You can't overpraise and you can't overcriticize.
But even if you, but if you're struggling, you're struggling, and it's got to be called out at some point. Or
sure,
as Steve Kerr saying there, if you're doing something insane on the floor, I always love that. Frankly, insane. It was a great cut from Steve Kerr last year. And why are we talking about this and bringing up old comments from Steve Kerr? Because we're talking about Bob Melvin right now, not feeling like he has a pulse on this roster. And when he does call out, you know, the team, it's the team. It's not individual players, right, that are struggling. That, you know what? Bob, you've been around a long time. I think you've built up enough equity as a manager in the game. You've managed enough big games and taken legit teams all the way to the NLCS. Like, you have some cachet. Use it. Like, are you afraid the players are going to turn on you?
It's just not in his DNA.
But why, I guess, is what I'm asking. Like, Bochy?
It's not in his DNA.
Bochy would go at the players if he needed to. When push came to shove, he would go at them.
Yeah, Bochy's an all-time legend. Bob Melvin is a no one. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just like, you're talking about one of the greatest. How many guys outside of Joe Torre have won multiple World Series?
I know. I'm going to Bochy because he's the standard, though, Joe.
I understand.
I have to go to Bochy because he's the standard here.
It's a great point. But that's like comparing Mariucci to Bill Walsh. It's an unfair comparison. Mooch is just a dude, you know, and we all like Mooch. Mooch is a great guy, but like, come on, you're comparing Mooch to Bill Walsh, you know, that's the equivalent of the discussion that we're having.
Well, and I also think there's some nuance to this too, because Steve Kerr has won titles. Steve Kerr is a made guy within the Warriors organization. Bob Melvin is not a made guy just because they picked up his option. And you know, Pavlovich was talking about that yesterday with Lillard and Dibs. He's like, yeah, it's a one-year option. That really doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot. They can move off of him if they need to. 3 months, great. You're struggling. You didn't make the playoffs. See you later. So there is an element of Bob needs to kind of toe the line of not losing the locker room if he goes out a player. I understand that, but what do you got to lose? And listen, maybe it's too little too late, and he rips someone or he rips something, and he tried to do that a couple days ago. Hey, we're not giving the 40,000 fans that are coming out here a reason to watch. It's like, yeah, you're not. So maybe you should have been doing something else these last couple months, Bob. Maybe you should have been harder on these guys in the post game.
I'm gonna defend Bob in this sense. It's over for him here, but I don't even think he's the number one, two, or three problem.
Well,
he's a issue on this team, but I don't think he's the top dog. Like, to me, it's the top dogs in terms of problem are Chapman, Adames, Jung-Hoo Lee, Devers, your starting staff, like, not being good enough, your bullpen being traded away. Like, it's the players. That's who I point to first. Bob ain't great. I want to make this very clear. But like, if I put Joe Torre or Bruce Bochy on this team, maybe they make a push for the playoffs.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who's your number three in the rotation right now?
Crickets. There you go.
Who's your setup man? Who's your high leverage sixth or seventh inning guy?
Joey Lucchese.
How's that on, Bob?
I know.
I'm not. Again, I'm not even here to say that Bob's great.
Which is why we had a Buster Posey conversation early on today.
I'm not here to say Bob's great. This is like, to me, there's the roster construction, then there's the players. Like, those, I think, take precedent over Bob.
Alex Pavlovich, again, the sound I referenced to. I'll play it right now. Pavlovich covers the team, NBC Sports Bay Area, on Willard and Dibbs yesterday. How safe is Bob Melvin's job?
I said this at the time when they picked up the option, that none of these things ever are guaranteed. I mean, it's an option for next year. It's not three more years. It's 1 year. And if the season goes completely in the tank, you never know. I mean, Buster could decide that, hey, we've changed our mind in the last 3 months. I mean, sometimes these things happen quickly, too. There was some ambiguity with Gabe and with Farhan in August and early September about what would actually happen. And there were a lot of questions. And then all of a sudden, it just happened really quickly with both of those guys. I still think Bob will be safe. I think Buster likes working with him. I think, you know, in general, we've seen one thing we've heard from Buster over and over again in recent months is he has put some of this on the clubhouse, which usually you don't hear in professional sports. But I think rightfully he has pointed to these guys and gone, look, this is it's an expensive roster. You guys are a bunch of veterans and you haven't performed. And I think he would probably not feel great about even any perception that he has scapegoated a manager for a team that hasn't played well. I'm not saying that would be the case, but just even anything that it's putting it on one person when I think this is a failure across the board the last month.
Do you think it'd be viewed as a scapegoat if Buster Posey were to fire Bob Melvin after picking up the option a couple months ago?
Maybe by a contingent of the fans, but Joe, he's not the right guy for this team. That's apparent. On top of, this team isn't the right team to make them like a push for the playoffs.
Right.
Both are true. So I view them individually. Like, is he the right guy at the right time for them? No.
Yeah.
No. But if I was weighing the two, I would say the roster and the high-priced players not performing are a bigger concern than the manager. But simultaneously, the manager ain't great either. Like, I'm dead serious on this. I watched Matt Williams go to the playoffs with the Nats. I don't think he's a great manager either.
No.
Okay? He got fired from a couple of spots. Would they be that much different with Matt Williams coaching?
They'd be sending everyone. That's that much we do now. Everyone's getting sent with Matt Williams as manager. No, it's a great point. Like, baseball's such a unique one, too, when we talk about managers. Right, and we have such a legend here. Bruce Bochy may be the greatest, you know, head coach slash manager in the history of the Bay Area.
But he's not alone though. Like let's preceding him, Felipe won a lot of games with a lot of different teams.
Dusty Baker
in Montreal, yeah, and in San Francisco. Yeah. Dusty Baker, Tony La Russa. Yep. There have been some, yes, great managers. Roger Craig. You know, like, we could go right down the list. Like, if I were just ranking Bay Area baseball managers, Bob isn't even like close to any of those guys.
No, he's not. But it did. He had some great moments, but his moments came during a time where the Giants were dominating too, and the Giants were winning World Series, and his flaws were highlighted because of what Bochy and the Giants were doing. Everything Bochy did well in the offs, it felt like the A's just couldn't do. Now, they also just lost to Justin Verlander, and he's an all-timer, and they just couldn't get over the hump of a certain team, and that just happens. But whether it's with the Diamondbacks, and he got to the NLCS and got swept, whether it was with the Padres getting to the NLCS and getting humbled there, and then failing to get back to the playoff. Like, there's just a lot of shortcoming with Bob, but what Giants fans thought they were getting it with him when they replaced him, replaced Gabe Kapler with him, I should say, is that they got a steady hand, a guy that's actually going to get the pulse of a clubhouse, that's going to be respected, because at the end of the day, Gabe Kapler wasn't respected anymore.
No, I know, but I don't think it did that to me.
It did, but for a lot of people, that's what they hung their hat on with Bob Melvin.
If I were to like make the Mount Rushmore yesterday, this is a Dibs bit, but like the Mount Rushmore of mid, it would be like Jeff Fisher, Bob Melvin. Like, your team's winning.
Jeff Fisher
nothing.
At least got to a Super Bowl and got close to, you know.
Maybe, yeah, but winning. Then he spent, yeah, like two decades in the
Mr. 8-8. I know. Yes.
Like this is who he is.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the Dusty win the division and lose horrifically in the playoffs.
Well, that's what you thought you were getting with. Well, real quick, that's what you thought you were getting with Bob Melvin.
No,
that's what happened.
No, I didn't. What, really? I thought I was getting with Bob was a retread who was at the end.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm shocked.
Well, I mean,
well, because Gabe Kapler, I know how you felt about Gabe Kapler at the end there. I thought you would view Bob Melvin as such a massive improvement.
We needed a youthful energizer bunny, somebody who was like, you know, happy, not someone who was sleepy.
Well, I thought that's what kind of Kapler was.
No, Kapler was
an energizer bunny. Was he not?
No. Kapler was out of his own mind. Kapler was out of his mind, and he was obsessed with the numbers and the this and the that. And I don't think he got along with people. They went too far in the other direction with Bob Melvin.
Is it too late to call up Bryce Eldridge. Can you do that, Bob? You know, I that's not going to save his job. And that's a decision that's out of his hands, obviously. But Bryce Eldridge, we keep talking about being maybe the final thing the Giants fans can get excited about heading into next year. We had just Dave Fleming on, voice of the Giants, our Giants insider. You know, he was basically saying like, yeah, you know, Buster referenced, you know, in the past that he goes a September call-up and it was like 17 at-bats and he didn't start really. It didn't really do much for him. And the more I hear Fleming talk about it, the more I'd be kind of surprised that they call up Bryce Eldridge, which is kind of disappointing for me. Like, what do you got to lose at this point is my whole thing. He's like, oh, well, defensively, you know, you don't want to ruin his confidence. I don't, that's not a good enough excuse not to bring the guy up at this point for me. It's just, there's no excuse that you could give me to why you can't bring up Bryce Eldridge at this point. Alex Pavlovich, Joe, real quick.
Is Tyler Fitzgerald ready to play at the big league level?
No, stop. Exactly.
I mean,
stop.
What are we doing? Pat Bailey's been up for 3 years and he's not ready.
No, exactly. And that's what I'm getting out with this team. They're just not good enough to
do this. I see football coaches do this all the time. He doesn't know my playbook. Well, I know Brian Hoyer knows your playbook, and Brian Hoyer sucks. But do you not see that all the time?
Yes.
I remember, like, Blaine Gabbert has full grasp of the Chip Kelly offense. Great. Great. That means we'll be terrible.
I wish we had the drop because it's one of the greatest sound bites of all time. It was when Chris Carter's with Shoutfall, guys. Chris Carter's with ESPN, and they just asked him a question, and then he just said, Blaine Gabbert stinks. And that's all it was.
But coaches,
and it's the greatest soundbite. Someone can find it on YouTube for me, please.
But
so
I think what happens in these situations, and I don't know if Buster, I don't even know if he's thinking about this, but like fans are just, they don't want to hear it. We have eyes. A great example, right? Shedeur Sanders is at the like fourth on the depth chart, and I'm hearing Stefanski says like, he doesn't know my playbook.
Is that what Stefanski said?
Right? I don't care if Kenny Pickett knows the entire playbook inside and out. Kenny Pickett sucks. And if I was a Browns fan and you played Kenny Pickett before you played Shedeur, I'd boo you.
Well, if I'm a Browns fan, and in all due respect to the Joe Flaccos and Dylan Gabriels of the world, you better play Shedeur at this point.
No, but like even Flacco, like at least he had some moments. Kenny Pickett? That's the equivalent of you saying like, well, his glove. It's like I'm watching remedial players play first base and DH and play the outfield. I don't want to hear that. I have eyeballs.
Shedeur, by the way, starting Saturday, preseason game number 2 under Shedeur Sanders Bell. I think he's going to start week 1 personally. I do. I think they should. By the way, Alex Pavlovich on Bryce Eldridge. Is he going to get the call, Alex?
I think they would. Again, they're being extremely, deliberate with that one and making sure when he comes up, he's here ideally to stay, and he is here to play every day. And I asked Buster a couple weeks ago, we had him on our podcast after the deadline, and I asked him about his experience as a September call-up, and he's like, I don't know that I really got much out of it. He got like 17 at bat over a few weeks. He didn't play a whole lot. I think he believes pretty strongly that when Bryce arrives, that he is in the lineup every day for the rest of the season when that happens. And we'll see when they get to that point, if they get to that point this year. I think right now there's no pressure because it is, for as much as we talked about early in the year about Wade and first base and all that, like right now they have Devers and they have Dom Smith, who's been their best hitter maybe the last couple weeks, and they feel okay there, and they're totally fine with letting Bryce figure it out. And there are the highlights are great, the power is great, he's doing a really good job. I've heard really positive things about how hard he's working defensively and how far he has come along there, but he is striking out a fair amount, and there is a way to pitch to him right now in AAA, and big league pitchers will execute on those pitches. So there's some work to be done, but they are very excited about him, and I think ideally if this keeps going this way, they would get a look at him in September.
I mean, we can bring up Carson Wisenhunt. We can't bring up Bryce Eldridge.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, and by the way,
on a team that is 25th or worse in every offensive category.
As I'm talking about Shedeur Sanders, the latest from around the NFL, Shedeur Sanders injured his oblique in practice today and will be reevaluated. They may take him out of the next preseason game, the latest in a string of Cleveland nagging quarterback injuries. So that sucks. Mario's in San Francisco wants to join in this Bob Melvin conversation.
Like, do we really think that, like, who was the guy? Was it AC Law? Do we really think that AC Law playing ahead of Steph for that half of a game or whatever it was, 2 games, that spurned him on to be Hall of Famer?
Who was AC Law? Texas A&M? Yeah? Texas A&M? Aggies?
AC Law.
I think it was Texas.
I think it was Texas A&M. There you go.
Had you played Steph 1 game earlier, his whole development would have been ruined.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.